Interesting. I'd like to focus on one pasuk in the parsha having to do with the Aseres HaDibros, and to show you how this yisod from this pasuk is the yisod of our whole lives. Unbelievable. And it's a pasuk by the Makkah of Choshech, which you would think, what does the Makkah of Choshech have to do with my life today in 2009 in the United States of America? That's why I labeled it L'chol B'nei Yisrael Hayor B'moshroshchom Z'chus L'shaw U'meser L'doros, because it was a Z'chus L'shaw that we had or B'moshroshenu, but it's a lesson for generations. So what's the schus, what is the Meser L'doros? So is it basically Yisoidus. Okay? Listen carefully. Shteita zoi. Vayed Moshe es yodo al shamayim. Moshe put his hands up to shamayim. Vayi choshech afeilo b'chol eretz Mitzrayim shlosher yomim. And there was darkness in Egypt for 3 days. Lo ro ish es ochiv v'lo komu ish mitachtov shloshes yomim hu l'chol b'nei Yisrael hayo'or b'moshvosom. And for Klal Yisrael there was light. So it seems pretty self-explanatory. Pretty self-explanatory, this pasuk, right? These pasukim. Koshek for the Mitzrim or for B'nai Yisrael. Oh, so what's the problem here? So the problem, as we're going to see, is, and the whole Yisod is, in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Let me zero in here. All the makos, as we know, were makos on the Egyptians, right? Not in Klal Yisrael. But does it say that in the pasuk? By the, for the Egyptians there was dam, and B'nai Yisrael didn't have dam. Because why over here does it say, does it articulate this idea that there was choshech for the Egyptians and for us there was light? What about all the other makas? All the other makas also was only for them, not for us. So what's the point that the Torah is trying to say that they had choshech, we had or? And what about by tzvardeya? And what about by, what did it say, and they had tzvardeya and we didn't? Right? The assumption is that they had tzvardeya on them, of course, that we didn't. But it doesn't have to have a pasuk to say, L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo haya tzvardeya b'moshe v'osom. L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo haya dam b'moshe v'osom. What is the Torah trying to say? And what's this vayet Moshe as yodo al hashamayim? What exactly was he doing? Oh. So the told us Yaakov Yosef says he is sorry. Take a look on page 7. Let's see how he says it. This is one of the classic Hasidic Svarim. Classic. And if you're getting one, you should get this edition with the Parish of the Noam Latoldos on the bottom. 5 volumes. Maybe they have it in the farm sale. State. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe neteh yodcha al ha-shamayim yichoshech al eretz Mitzrayim. Uchol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshe v'osom. Kvar zacharnu b'yirzeh le'el. V'od yeshul daktek lama makazet tziva neteh yodcha al ha-shamayim. What's the neteyot chal hashamayim? Why dafka? There was what's this lashon that you don't find by the other makas? Neteyot chal hashamayim. I mean, other things also min hashamayim. coming mishamayim. You know, the arbe, whatever. What's this lashon teyah kol shamayim? And od yesh l'daktek lama v'makazet tziva neteyah v'od l'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor ma'ishna makazu shehu tzorach l'omro shalo hayo l'Yisrael hakol eser makaz shahayu l'mitzrim lo hayo l'Yisrael. So let's see what Harry's going to explain. I don't know how the pages here at all. So he says, look at page 8. Look at page 8. Third column. Then be our pasuk in this galel, by Yom Hashem, a motion of Teyot Kol Hashemayim. Rotsa lomar, nitei yodko lahamshich lamata dvarim ruchnim, shifu al hashamayim, kimo toro tfila, v'zeh v'hichoshech al eretz mitzrayim. Ve'elu shein hochim achar tanog tavas olam hazeh, yesh lo gvul, umeitzev lohurgul b'dvarim shamayimim, ruchnim b'toro tfila, shevadeh lahem or ha-toro tfila hu lahem choshech, ki shamayim or lachoshech. Ma'ashe'en kein l'chol b'nei Yisrael. Let me explain. It wasn't that there were two things here. There was choshech for the Egyptians and there were ozor for us. Netesh Yodcha al-Shamayim says the Talmud beautifully. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe is telling to Moshe to Netesh Yodcha al-Shamayim and we're going to bring Ruchnius down in this world. We're going to bring Ruchnius down to this world. So if you're a person that's spiritual, so you will enjoy ruchnis. So it's going to be a light for you, because it's a delight. In other words, this ruchnis, this shefa of ruchnis that's going to come now, is going to be delightful. But if you're a gashmius person, you have no concept of the beauty of ruchnis, and you're confronted with a situation where it's full of ruchnis. To you, that's going to be the most boring, dark sight in your life. That's going to be kulo choshech. So that's the pshat. In other words, the reason what the Torah is saying over here, it was one thing, the ruchnius, that for us was or, and for them was choshech. And that's what it means. It's not that there was like a hidden light there. In other words, there was a shefa of ruchnius that came down from the shamayim that for a person who was a gashmius nika person, that's choshech. And for a person who's a ruchnius person, that's or. And that's what it means. And that's what it means, l'chol b'nei Yisrael, because Yisrael is a loshen of chashivus. As opposed to Yaakov Yisrael, heim b'tor Yisrael shehurgalu b'tor otfila hayor b'moshvosam. Ratzalomer, my time in nechshav lahem or ki hurgalu b'zeh b'chol moshvoseim. Because they were hurgal, klal Yisrael, to be ruchni. So b'meila, when the ruchni came, they appreciated it. Oh, and the Toldos says. Now he's going to explain two more things based on this yesod. He quotes the psukim in Bishalach on page 7. Second arrow. Va'agav nevar psuki Bishalach va'yolchu shloshes yomam b'midbar v'lo motzu mayim. Klal Yisrael went 3 days in the midbar without water. Vayavo marasa lo yochlu lishtos mayim imora ki morim hei. Vayulonu al Moshe. So he says a beautiful thing, a beautiful vort. He says like this. We know the famous Chazal in the Gemara Bava Kama. What does it mean? Shlosha yomim below mayim. What does that mean? No, shlosha yomim without Torah, right? And then they drank the water, and what? The water was what? The water was bitter. So explains the toldos, that's the pshat. Means like this. If you're not margil yourself to appreciate ruchnius, so then when you get it, you're not going to appreciate it. It's going to be bitter. So since they went so long without Torah, when they received it, they didn't appreciate it. It was bitter. Just like for the Mitzrim, when they didn't have a life of ruchnius, and now a shefa ruchni comes min hashamayim, it's choshech. Oh, and now says the toldos another beautiful idea. Take a look. Pasuk Malachi, page 4. Pasuk says, "Zorcha lachem." Pasuk Chaf. In other words, it's about the din lasid lavo. V'zorcha lachem yirei shmi shemet tzedaka. There's going to be a son, and it's going to be marpe b'chnafeha, but for the Rishayim, it's going to destroy them. So the Gemara in Nedarim says on page 5, "Kligid Rav Shimon Malakish d'omer ein gehenim la'olam haba." There's no gehenim. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu motzi chama min artika. Tzadikim misrapim ba, Rishayim nidonim ba. What does Gehenna mean? It's going to be a shemesh, that it's going to be a refuah for the tzadikim, and it's going to be bad for the Rishayim. What's the pshat? The pshat is, what's Olam Haba? Olam Haba, it's going to be a shefa ruchni, like at Makas Choshech. So if you margil yourself in this world to appreciate ruchnius, so then you're going to have the greatest time in the Olam Haba. Because it's like, you know, the expression that people have, my father says, you know, you have to train your palate. You know, in other words, if you appreciate what learning is and what ruchnius is, so then when you have your rest of your lives in the Olam HaEmes to involve in ruchnius, you're going to have a great time. What else is there? But if you are such a magushim dika person, so then you're going to call the Olam Haba, and all there is ruchnius. For you, that's going to be Gehenim. And thus says what Gehenim is. And that's pshat, says the toldos in this Gemara. That lasid lavo, there's going to be that shemesh that's going to be a refuah for the tzaddikim, and it's going to be what? Going to be a terrible thing for the Rishayim. And he quotes the Rambam, that on page 6, the Rambam says, "Choli haguf toamim chamer matok u'masach mard. Yesh menacholim misha besave v'toiv v'macholos she'enim ruim." So as it says, a person's a chole, you can have chol haguf, chol nefesh, something that's sweet he thinks is bitter, etc. So that's what the toldos says is pshat in page 8, second column. Ola mizeh ki ein l'rishoyim gehenem yoser mi'im shemachnisim osom l'gan Eden she'ein shamachilu ushtiyah v'tavas olam hazeh rak ha-tzadikim yoshvim v'atroseihem b'rosheihem heim she'pechusei ha'erech b'einei gasei haruach she'yusruchim b'ineihem k'mo she'omru Nachachma sofrim chasarta v'atahim b'rosh hakruim u'misadnim b'tanuge ha-torah v'atfila v'ha'oneg l'shoim heng nega shelo hurgulu b'zeh. That's it. So Rabosai, Makas Choshech is the yisod of what life is all about. Because this oilam is a prosdor l'olam haba. So if you don't appreciate what ruchnius is, and you don't train yourself in different ways. In other words, some people, you know, are into this type of ruchnius, you know, like, you know, very into the tefillah, and some people are into tefillah, but they're more into the learning. You know, the different avenues within ruchnius. There's not only one avenue. But if you don't have a niche in ruchnius, then what? Then you're not going to have a good time in the eternal world, in the Olam Haba. But I'll tell you something even more. This Rabbi Neuberger said over in the name of it'll come to me. He used to be Breuer's Rosh Hashiva. He's Rosh Hashiva in Toronto. He said, you know, he wanted to encourage girls to marry Bnei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, not als Frumkeit. Oh, he's a Ben Torah, he's this. But a Ben Torah, a Talmid Chacham, you know, life is hard. But your Talmid Chacham, you'll always have the Simchas Achayim that you can go to learning and get a geshmak from learning. But if you're not a person who knows a geshmak in learning, you'll never have that rescue, that avenue to go to give yourself Simchas Achayim. And that was what that Rosh Hashiva said over. He was, it'll come to me, his name. He was in Breuer's and in Toronto. He wrote the Sefer Imre Sheffer. Okay, but that's the soul. So not only Olam Haba, you're not going to appreciate. You won't even get Olam Hazeh. You won't. So this is the Yisod, Rabosai. This is the Yisod. That we have to train ourselves. You know, like a lot of people have never had a yeshiva education. So they don't know they'll never be able to appreciate a geshmak of opening up a gemara. You know, because if you don't know what it's all about, a kash from Rabbi Kiva Eiger, or a Trumas Hadeshen, or a Shmaitza about Yisar Echa Be'ed Echa Yuchsak, or a Geshmak HaToysfus about Eid Echa Nemban Bisurin, or a Geshmak HaToysfus about Eid Echasim. You know, you don't get that. If you weren't trained, you won't have that Geshmak. And then, that's what Olam Haba is. It's Sadikim Yoshvim Vatrosem Roshem. Olam Haba is basically what is at the time of Makos Choshech. Makos Choshech is a Gili Ruch. Netei Yodcha Ola Shamayim means bring Ruchlius down Ola Shamayim. And now, the people who can appreciate it will have, or the people who can't appreciate it will have Choshech. And I think based on this, Rabosai, when I saw this word from the Toldos, so what came to mind was the word in the Or Gedaliahu from the pasuk in Mishlei on page 18. The pasuk says, "Hisrapisa biyom tzora tzar kochecho." So the Mitzudas says, "Meisim larpe yodcha michavercho, milazor lo biyom tzoroso, ach yekocha tzar v'rochuk milazor latzmecha beis bo tzor alecha." In other words, if you didn't help your friend out in his tzara, so when it comes a tzara to you, you're not going to be able to, you're going to have problems helping yourself out. But Rav Gedalia Shor has a different pshat on page 17, in the bottom. Hank Sivis, Rapisi Yonsor, Shalidezeh Masha Enu Mishtami, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a lot of kochos. But if we don't use our kochos, then we lose them. Because it's not pshat, we have potential, and it'll always be there. So if we use it, now, fine. If not, it'll still be there for the future. If you don't use it, it gets rusty. Your potential becomes rusty. And you won't be able to use it. So that's what he quotes here Yaksiv on the bottom, on the arrow, the top arrow on the right. Ksiv Koheles, Al Tomar Masha Hayosha Yomim Arishonim, Haytovim Be'ela Kilom Chokhba Sha'olo Alze. First, Rav Burim in Parshchivcha. First, because Eishachar Odom Maschil Bavodas Hashem Magish Atzmo Sheishlo Hislavus. In the beginning, you have his lavas. Ki min hashamayim nosnim lo eila kochos. They give you kochos. But if you don't use these kochos, then you lose the hislavas. Because then you lose the kochos. And that's the idea. In other words, this world is to train, to have these kochos that we have for ruchnius, and to use them so they don't get stale, they don't get rusty. So then we're ready, la'olam haba. Then we'll have a good time. Then it'll be or. For the people who this whole world is all they're doing, trying to amass money and money, and all they want is a better car and a better car and a better house and a better this. So it's all gashmius. So when they're confronted with ruchnius, what's left? It's gonna be choshech. It's gonna be choshech. And I think we can now have a deeper pshat in the words of the Degel Machane Ephraim. Degel Machane Ephraim is one of the classic Hasidic Sfarim. Gives a pshat in the Gemara Nedarim on page 19. The Gemara Nedarim, everyone heard of the Gemara. Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, May Dechsiv Mi, Ha'ish HaChochem V'yomen Ezos, Tomas Anishal HaChochem Levim, Lo Peshu Atshe Pershu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, Deceiv Ha'yom HaShem Ozvam Es Torosi. I'm a Rav she'ein mevarchim b'Torah Tchila. Right, so a Chorban, because we didn't make Birkas HaTorah. And there are hundreds of different drushes, you could say. You could say drushes from today till tomorrow on this Gemara. What does it mean she'lo barchu b'Torah Tchila? But the Degel Machane Ephraim, on B'Shalach, he's discussing the same thing. He quotes that same Toldos, I believe. Says on page 21, I didn't put an arrow there, but it's the second column of page 21. Al pizet tovin masha omar adoni ovis keini omamar hazal when they mach over Yerushalayim al shaloborchu b'tor tchila v'amuhu hainu shaloborchu birkas v'harevna borchu b'tor tchila. So I would thought, you know, masha borchu b'tor, no, borchu b'tor tchila, they make the first brach v'harevna shu brach rishona, whereas Baruch b'Torah Tchila means, because, you know, the question whether Shekhar Shalom is so soft, Sivan Lasok with the Vesora, so some Rishon have the Harevna, you know, is one with a Vav, because it's one Bracha. So Lo Baruch b'Torah Tchila, they didn't make the Bracha of a Harevna, so they weren't Zoche to have that Geshmak in learning. And I think, based on what we said now everything comes into place. Because what's the base of Mikdash? The base of Mikdash is the ultimate Gilui Shechina, is the ultimate place of Netei Yadcha LaShamayim. So if you berchu b'Torah Tchila, so if you don't have that appreciation of Ruchnius, and you don't get that Geshmak from it, so then having a base of Mikdash is only going to bring you Tzar, because you have to appreciate the Gimel Shechina, so it's taken away. So that's the, so Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, they didn't have a Geshmak in their learning because they didn't appreciate. And to get a Geshmak doesn't mean that everyone is going to get a Geshmak necessarily from, you know, from this particular Tosfos, but hopefully there's so many, Rav David Cohen always used to say, you know, the Torah is not one track. There are many different, there's Tanakh, and there's Halacha, and there's Hashkafa, and there's Midrashim, and there's Mefarshim, and there's Hasidus, and there's Musa. There's like, you gotta find something that fits with you. So we try here and share to give a broad perspective. We do Gemara, we do Halacha, we do Hasidus, you know, so, and then ultimately we'll be able to cling on. Some people will cling on to everything. So everything can be Geshmak. Some people get a more enjoyment. But that's the idea. These years are the years that you're going to go to yeshiva, so you're going to be different than a person who never went to yeshiva. So this year you're going to be koneh, the ability to have a Geshmak in learning, an ability to have a Geshmak in ruchnius. And these are the years to get that, to, you know, to sensitize your palate. My father says to sensitize your palate, to appreciate this Geshmak, and that's the whole B'nai Yisrael HaYor B'Moshvosim. It wasn't that it was choshech here. It was the same thing that was choshech for one and or for the other. It wasn't that over here that the sun was shining, over here was dark. It was the same cheftza of netei yodcha l'shamayim that came down. And that's the same thing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done with the shemesh that's going to be a refuah for the tzaddikim and going to be a bad thing for the rishayim. And that's pshat. Shalom Baruch Hu b'tor tchila, they didn't make that first bracha of the harevna. So therefore they lost the Beis HaMikdash. Because if you don't have the harevna, you don't appreciate ruchnius. So then there's no point in having a Beis HaMikdash, because Beis HaMikdash is the mokum of the Gilui Shechina. So something like Machas Choshech, which we think is something that happened long ago, it's not relevant, is the yisod of what we should be striving for in our lives. Everyone in his own unique way. And that we always should take a cheshbon hanefesh. Are we enjoying it as much as we should be? And if we're not, why not? And you can discuss it, you can think about it, but that's the yisod. V'lechol b'nei Yisrael ha'ya'or b'mosh shvosam, which was a schus l'sha, but it's a messer l'doros.